Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Welcome to the show. Thank you guys for listening in to the show tonight. Welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page on blogtalkradio.com, thank you for listening in. And those that are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show tonight. Now, again, guys, this is your show. Okay? This is your show. So call into the show at any time if you want to talk to me. I don't care if you're just calling to say hello. You know, I'll take that. But I would like you guys to call into the show, make some comments, or give your opinion on something. I'd like that. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Also, guys, the show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Now is the perfect time to contact these guys. And because you're in the start of tax season, and they can help you in any way that you may need. So give them a call today. It'll help you get going. 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can follow the show there And you can also follow the show on Facebook. Go into your Facebook account, if you have one, type in the search box, type The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. My page, the show page should come up there. And that way, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Twitter or Facebook. All right? Those of you that are listening on Blog Talk Radio, please click on the icon that says follow this show. And that way you can follow the show via Blog Talk Radio. All right? So, I'm gonna get right into this, guys, because I know that I'm gonna have a tough time with people calling into the show about this, maybe, hopefully, but also people that are gonna send me messages and emails about this show. The show tonight is titled "Some Women Are Stubborn with No Common Sense." Why is that? Some women are stubborn with no common sense. You know, I had a situation that warranted this show. And all I can say is I'm not going to describe the situation or whatever. I'm just going to talk kind of candidly with you about this, because I don't understand why some women, now I'm saying some women, because it's not all women, okay? Let me put that out there. It's not all women, but it's some women. Some women are so stubborn with no common sense. And the reason I say that is because, like I said, there was a situation, and instead of, let's go this way, all right? Husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, whatever. Two women, best friends, whatever that combination is, okay? Now, let's say that it's a husband and a wife. Now, they've been disagreeing on something for the last half hour. All right? There are some situations like that where you disagree on something for a half hour. And, you know, the woman, she would not, you know, back off her situation. Or you won't back off your situation. So a guy would say, hey, you know, okay, whatever. Let's shut this down. It's over. You know, I don't want to talk about it anymore. You know, that's it. Let it go. Okay? And we'll let it go. But women, some of them will continue to stand on that situation, continue to talk, continue to say things about that situation when we've already said, you know, I'm done with it. I'm not talking about it anymore. Let it go. But women will not let it go. That's the stubbornness about this. Now, you can push me into a corner, okay? You can push me and push me and push me in a corner. Everyone has their breaking point where you can push me into a corner so far or so tight into a corner that I got my shoulders, you know, bent in and my back's almost 90 degrees into that corner with the wall. And you got me pushed so far up in the corner that the only way I'm going to get out is to come out swinging. And I don't mean physically swinging. I mean, verbally swinging. I got to say something to you that I think may shut you down. And sometimes it's not good. I'll put it like this. 99.8% of the time, it's not good. And even sometimes, guys will come out swinging physically. Or they'll come out swinging physically and mentally. Now, that's not me. I don't want to fight, you know, with a woman at all. I mean physically, okay? I'll walk out the door and go somewhere before I get to that point. So, but some guys won't. And that's why I say some women are stubborn with no common sense. Some women. Some women will let it go. They'll go ahead and go and start dinner or put dinner on the plate, let's sit down and eat, or they'll take off and go do something. Go wash a load of clothes or something. Go to the store, go to the mall. Whatever they had planned, they'll go ahead and keep going with it. Now, the stubborn ones, they won't. So like I said, some guys that come out swinging verbally, some guys that come out swinging physically. Either way, it's not good for that woman. She's going to get hurt. And that's where stubbornness takes it. Okay? Some women are stubborn with no common sense. We're asking why. Call-in number is 818-301-5834. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. And another thing about this subject with women, some women. Now, the reason I say common sense, because this is the meaning of common sense. My title says, some women are stubborn with no common sense. We're trying to figure out why. Okay? Common sense is the definition of common sense. This not me, guys. This is the true dictionary meaning of common sense. This is the definition of common sense. I got it out here on my dictionary. And it says, sound and prudent judgment based on a simple perception of the situation or facts. I'm going to say it a little bit faster. Sound and prudent judgment based on a simple perception of the situation or facts. The first part of that, sound and prudent judgment. Okay? You need to make a judgment call whether you want to continue with that situation that your guy has already told you, let it go, I'm done with it. You got to make a sound and prudent judgment at that point. Whether you want to get hurt verbally, or physically by that guy that you pushed all the way in the corner. Sound and prudent judgment. Then at the end of this definition, I like to break definitions up because I can understand them better like that. I don't know about you, but I can understand them better if I break them up a little bit. Sound and prudent judgment is the first part. The second part is based on a simple perception of the situation or facts, based on a simple perception is you look at a TV remote control and the simple perception of that fact is that's a remote. It controls the TV. That's a simple perception. Now, the situation that we're talking about with the woman pushing the guy in the corner, then now you see a guy in the corner that's telling you, let it go. I'm done with it. Okay? Get off of it. Your perception should be, he's in a corner. He said those words. Now, he's going to come out at some point. So, it's not going to be good. That's your perception. The fact is, he backed up in the corner. The fact is, he's going to come out and come out swinging. Those are facts. Okay? So, you got to say, let it go. Do something else. Leave that situation alone. You may come to it at a later point, even maybe later that night. But at that point, you got to let it go. That's all I'm saying. At that point, you have to let it go. But some women don't get that. So they don't. They stubborn for staying on it. Then they don't have common sense for recognizing what's going on or what's getting ready to happen. And that was the exact deal with a situation that I was talking about that's true to me, that I know about. That's why I wanted to talk about this. I know there are a lot of women that listen to my show. I know there are a lot of women that send me these emails saying, you know, Frank, you're not saying the right things. I don't agree with you. You know, you're a female hater, or whatever that word is for that. Like, no, I'm not. I'm not even close to a female hater. I love women. Guess what? My mother was a woman. I love her so much. So much. So much. Words can't describe it. And because I love her so much, that gave me reason to love other women. Yeah, I'm not saying, you know, intimately. You know? But that's what I'm seeing. These women are going to send me, they're going to send me notes. They're going to send me emails. But that's okay. I'll deal with it. I'll deal with it. I read them. That's why I know what I know. Because I read them. I read the emails you guys send to me. 818-301-5834 is the call-in number to the show. We're on the subject of some women are stubborn with no common sense. We're trying to figure out why? Okay? We're trying to figure out why. And, you know, if you just joining the show, my whole thing is that you have a situation, if I can summarize it real quick, you have a situation where a husband and a wife, a boyfriend and a girlfriend, whatever, they're, you know, disagreeing on a subject, and she stays on it. When he's already told her, lay off of it, I'm done with it, let's move on to something else. She stays on it, and then she backs him in the corner, and he comes out swinging. And she doesn't use the common sense to recognize what's going to happen next. So, and I'm not seeing all women. I'm just seeing some women. Some women do that. And you know, and it causes other guys to go crazy. There's a book out there called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And, in that book, you'll start to understand a little bit more about women. And you'll start to understand a little bit more about your woman or, you know, if you have one. And, you know, you'll start to understand a little bit better of, you know, how they're wired, so to speak. And that, you know, and all that does is causes for a better relationship between y'all. And not only men, I'm recommending it to men, I'm also recommending it to women, because inside that book as well, it tells women a little bit about how men are wired. So women can start to understand how their husband or boyfriend or friend or whatever is wired. And understand how not to get to different situations. Like I said, when a woman backs a man in a corner, he gonna come out swinging verbally or physically. Women, you don't want that. So you gotta start recognizing the situation and saying, okay, when he said back off of it, I need to back off of it and let it go. Because if I keep pushing him now, I feel like he's at that point. And y'all know when we're at that point. Y'all know exactly when we're at that point where we're ready to explode. But some women, not saying all, some women keep pushing. And believe me, we're going to explode, you know. Different guys explode at different times. Some guys' fuses are a little bit shorter than others. My fuse is pretty long, I'll tell you. You know, my fuse is pretty long. So it's going to take a little while before you get to my explosion. I may not let you know that, but you know, it usually takes a little while. So use common sense, ladies, and back off. Things will be a whole lot better for you. But get that book. Read that book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. That book will, you'll probably read it twice. I'll put it like that. You'll probably read it twice because you know, sometimes you read a book and then you go back and read it, you'll grab some stuff that you missed the first time. So, you know, so that's what I recommend. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. We're talking about some women that are stubborn with no common sense, and we're trying to figure out why. And we're trying to figure out how to help that situation not get to the breaking point. I don't want any of you guys to get to that. I don't want anyone to get to that breaking point, because sometimes it causes a breakup. And you know, maybe it's happened before, but this time, when it happened this time, it's going to cause a breakup. So I want to help you guys get to the point where you also recognize that it's not that serious, and, you know, we need to get on with something else. Okay? Understand that, guys. Understand that, ladies. And I think everything will start to fall in place. See, I'm not a bad guy. A lot of y'all ladies that listen to my show, you know, y'all think I'm a bad guy. But I'm not. I just try to help everyone understand each other. I got a caller up on the show from the 310 area code. The first three digits are 528. First three digits are 528. 310-528. Caller, you're up on the show with Frank Williams. Are you there?
Hey, good afternoon, Frank Williams. How you doing?
Doing great, bud. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. Yeah, I listened to the show. I think you really hit it on the head when you said a few minutes ago. Is that what it boils down to is a matter of using logic.
Yeah.
You can have an argument with you. You and your lady can have an argument. A man and woman can have an argument. And at some point in time, when the man says, okay, that's enough talk, you made your point, can we cease and desist with it? They don't know when to go. Let it go.
And
consequently, what happens is this. Logically, you should know that he's at that breaking point. You said everything you can say to him. His tolerance level is at a nil point. Now, if you keep pushing him, like you said, in the corner, eventually what's going to happen, he's going to have an eruption. But
yeah.
Sometimes having a woman or even a man, for that matter, having a last word ain't enough. And you just
right.
Quit pushing and pushing and pushing. And some of it goes inherently back to what we was taught as kids. As little boys, we were taught you don't hit girls. But a little girl can hit you in the school or keep messing with you or keep picking at you and you're supposed to walk away. But she'll continue to follow you no matter how far you walk away. She's still going to nag you and harass you to that point where you're going to tell her I was going to slap the shit out of her.
Right. Right.
We don't teach our boys and our girls that. We don't teach them that as children. So when they get to adult, they feel they can continue to perpetuate that, which they've been doing for their childhood, their adolescence, and now they're adults. They can keep saying, I can say what I want to say. Can't nobody shut up. You ain't my mama. You ain't my daddy. Well, no, I'm not that, but you're an adult. You're supposed to have some sense and know when to stop.
Absolutely.
And a lot of it also goes back to this. Sometimes I don't think that women don't police themselves and say, check their own girls, or you need to stop that girl. It ain't him, it's you. Because you're creating a monster that doesn't have to be created.
Yeah. And usually they'll even take that advice from a girlfriend that don't even have a man.
Exactly. And that's something I seldom tell women to do. I tell girlfriends, don't listen to your girlfriend. They ain't got a man because misery loves company. But in the case of physical altercation, sometimes I think women need to understand that, okay, we get you. Now, we don't have to necessarily agree with you, but we get you, and let's let it go, and let's face and cooler heads prevail. But you just can't. It's like cooking some collard greens. If you keep the pot on for 3 hours on high, what's going to happen? You're going to burn all the water out, and it's going to burn the greens.
Yeah. Right. And that's what I was saying about using common sense. I mean, you know, understand that you know, you're going to start to understand about your man is that you know how far you can push him. You know how far you can push him. You know, you've seen him go off before. But that, you know, some women say, hey, I'm going to keep pushing. And they push until, like I said, he has to come out swinging.
And that's how accidents happen.
Yeah, and that's how accidents happen.
A lot of men don't have the patience of Job. I'm sorry. You get to, even all of us as adults, we get to a point, you get in your 30s, your 40s, what used to be tolerant of, what you used to accept in your 20s and 30s, you're not feeling that. You're not taking that now. So now it's like, you know what? If it ain't for me, I'm going to let it go. If it don't fit, I'm going to let it fly.
Yeah.
But arguing and all that foolishness now, that's a waste of energy. At the end of the day, he can be totally wrong. Once he says, I'm sorry, it's done, all you got to do is you're going to forgive and let it go, or you're going to hold on to it. Who wants you going to carry that energy around? So you carry it around, but I ain't got to be in your space. And you keep following me in my space, it's going to be a problem. You got women and men get into an argument, a husband and wife get into an argument, the brother say, I'm going to leave, I'll be back. But she just, she's going to run out there and stand in front of the car. So like, you ain't going nowhere. Now you say, how crazy do you look?
Yep, that's it. Hey, Mitch, I appreciate you calling, man. Let's talk to you,
man.
Let's talk again tomorrow, man. I'm going to have another good show up tomorrow.
All right, bro. Have a good one. Take care.
All right, man. Take care. So, thanks, guys, for listening to the show. That's all I have for you today. Take care of yourself, guys. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, 6:30, right here. Thank you.
Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach it by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. You got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh!
I wish I could.